103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I got Flip White with the Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to be coming to Kansas City. We got to talk about what's going on with the Globetrotters. Always good to see them in the town. Flip, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. It's a pleasure to be here talking with you. Let's get this party started.
Yeah, and it's always a party when the Globetrotters are in town, right?
Oh, it's definitely always a party. Family fun entertainment. It's always a party with us.
Tell me how you got involved with the Harlem Globetrotters, Flip.
I've been on a team for 10 years. I made a video on YouTube 10 years ago showcasing my dunking ability, and they saw my video on YouTube, and then they flew me out to Philadelphia for tryouts, and now I'm still here 10 years later, still going strong.
And that's where you get the nickname Flip from, I could tell, because you be out there leaping big time, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm very acrobatic. I flip. I do whatever. Sometimes I flip out and get a little crazy on the court. So, you know, you never know what to expect when you see me.
Yeah, but what's crazy is, because I'm just seeing this here, you get high up there in the sky, but you're only 6 foot tall, man. So you're going to be seeing crazy hops when y'all go out here to see the Globetrotters out here, y'all.
Yeah. I'm only 6 feet. So yeah, I make up for it. My father and my brother is 6'6". So God was like, we got to give him something. We don't give him the hype. So we got to give him all the athleticism.
Hey, real talk. I'd rather have the athleticism than the hype, man. I'd rather have that for sure off top. If I could do some of the things you're doing, I'd be out there doing it right now for free.
Definitely.
What is your favorite part about playing for the Globetrotters?
Oh, man, it's going to be, I always tell when people ask me that, it's going to be cliche, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It's when we get ready to play, when the lights go dim, the smoke come out, and they play that Sweet Georgia Brown, and when we run out, and then the lights come on, you see all the smiles on the kids' faces and also the parents. That's the joy that they that's on their faces when we run out, when they see us get ready to play. It lights up the whole arena.
It's probably the best family-friendly event that you could find probably out here in the streets today, because like you said, not only the kids enjoy it, but the parents, such as myself, enjoys it as well. I feel like a kid again when I'm watching the Harlem Globetrotters out there do their thing, especially when you talk about that music. The music is such classic, man. Anytime you hear it, you know what you're going to see. It's iconic. You're right.
It's iconic, yeah.
So tell me, because I see y'all going to be doing a tribute to Curly Neal. Tell me about the tribute that's going to be happening, and tell me what you know about Curly and what you learned about him.
Oh, man. So my earliest memories of Curly Neal, my grandparents used to take me to the games when I was like 4 or 5. So at that time, 4 or 5, I didn't really know what I was watching. So I remember them taking me to the games. I remember that, but it was Curly Neal and Metal Art and Lemon. But my fondest memory of Curly Neal and Metal Art is when my favorite cartoon, Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
So that's when I really locked on to them. I said, oh, it clicked. Like, oh, these are the Harlem Globetrotters. Like, oh, I remember going to see them. So seeing that, then I just watched a couple, you know what I mean, YouTube videos of Curly Neal and the Harlem Globetrotters and everything, just seeing the movement that he started, and just as for a point guard,
yes,
he affected so much in the game of basketball, from NBA players to soccer players to all over. Everybody know Curly Neal.
Yes.
No matter where I go, they see my colors, and they're like, oh, you play for the Globetrotters. And they'd be like, okay, I remember the Globetrotters when I was little, bald head guy. I'm like, Curly Neal. They're like, yeah, Curly Neal, he was incredible. So no matter where I go around the world, Curly Neal name is iconic. He's touched so many people, and it's unbelievable how many people he has touched. It's just crazy, just trying to attempt to step in his footsteps. Try to keep this movement going, but it's never going to be anybody like Curly Neal in this organization. And he did so much for the game of basketball.
Yes, he did, man. I would think of two names when I think of the Harlem Globetrotters: Curly Neal, Metal Art Lemon. You got to think about those two up top of the head. But we're going to make some new names out here with my man Flip, who's been doing it for a while now, man. So tell me, when y'all coming to the Kansas City area, and what can they see when y'all come?
Oh, man, we'll be there February 9th at the Cable Arena. And what you can expect, we're bringing that world-class basketball showmanship to all the arenas. We elevating the live show experience with player interaction, fan access, backstage opportunities, and also pregame involvement. Mm. You do not want to miss it. You're going to see some amazing high-flying dunks, some incredible trick shots. I mean, you never know. We might do something with you, you know, with the crowd participation. Oh, so you have to come out and see it for yourself. You do not want to miss, especially if you've never seen it before. You do not want to miss it. It's family fun, entertainment, bring the whole house out.
No doubt. How can I get those tickets, Flip?
Go on HarlemGlobetrotters.com, find your city, purchase your tickets, and we'll be seeing you when you come to an arena.
That's right. Cable Diamond Arena is going down with the Harlem Globetrotters. My man, Flip, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, man. And look forward to seeing y'all in the town, man. I'm definitely going to have to bring the kids out, man. We got to make it happen.
Oh, you got to come. You got to come out and have some fun with us. You got to. Definitely bring the kids out. Bring everybody out.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Flip, thank you very much, man. We'll see you soon.
No problem. Thank you.